Hey, welcome to Corner Coffee with Cricket. Good afternoon. It's Friday here in Australia. Yay, the weekend. And I've got part two of chapter one on Bridgeport Wives for you. I didn't realize this part was so short. I would have just put them all together. So I think next week you'll get all of chapter two and all of chapter three during the week. Again, this is just to remind you, this is just something I wrote to challenge myself in. I pulled it off of Amazon to fluff it up a little bit. I don't think fluff is the word, but to freshen it up a little bit and to give it an ending. It's sat with no ending for quite a while. So I think I'd like to, maybe by the time we're done, you guys will get to hear the ending before any of my readers get to read it. So here we are going into part two of chapter one, Bridgeport Wives.
The alcohol haze is lifting. Pulling out of the restaurant parking lot, I jumped on I-17 north to Flagstaff. I really didn't need to fill up, but I did, so I had plenty of gas to get to from Flagstaff to Albuquerque. So after getting a drink out of the cooler and filling it with fresh ice, a right turn onto I-40, it was easy to get lost in my thoughts in some ways. The phone was off and in the back seat, so I would not be distracted by it going off if it did. The scenery was amazing. I had the window rolled down and the breeze blowing my hair. I'm not quite sure what or how to feel right now. There were no pressures of work. I had left the ghost and all the evil in San Francisco, but it was the unknown of what was ahead of me, that at times created doubt but also excitement. Rascal Flatts' Bless the Broken Road came on the tunes, and it was the appropriate song for the moment. Planning this trip took a bit of time. I had an idea of the way I wanted to go, but I also just wanted to be led by the sights and sounds and smells and how I felt on the road. Looking through the camera lens could be just what the doctor ordered. Flagstaff to Albuquerque was the goal for the day, which was doable, but would I need to call for a hotel room so I'm not driving from place to place? But I thought about the painted desert and the petrified forest. I knew it was on this stretch of road and it was the time to stop and see it. The camera would be getting a good workout if what I had researched was correct. Looking on the map, the petrified forest was just past Holbrook and that was a good time to stop. The painted desert was to my left as I drove east on I-40. I pulled off in a couple of rest areas to get a couple of pictures. If what I was seeing through my camera lens was even half of what the prints would look like, it was going to be amazing. The desert and the forest are protected by the Petrified Forest National Wilderness Area, and driving a car is very limited. The park offers hiking options which are both easy and hard to the colored hills. I knew I had to make that hike on an easy course. I had managed to pick up hiking boots before I left Phoenix, on the off chance they might come in handy, and I was glad I did. Time to find some safe parking and a place to change my clothes. I had to unpack half the car to get to the suitcase. That was one of the setbacks of driving a Prius and having your entire life in a small car. You have to almost clean out the car to find the one small thing you want. I was glad no one was around to see the mess I had made. Jean shorts with a Disneyland t-shirt was the call, heavy socks with the hiking boots. This was a hike I was ready to make and I wanted to enjoy what I was going to see. It was a few hours of leaving the rest of the world behind. Maybe it was the real start of having a new life. Only time would tell the story. Who knows, maybe being able to clear my head and find some clarity in all of this was just what I needed at this time. I had to let go of those things that I had been holding on to. Decisions have cost me so much, but now was it finally time to let it all go? Before I set off to make the hike, I called and reserved a hotel room because I knew it would be after dark when I got to Albuquerque. I wanted to enjoy this hike but also make sure that I was taken care of. I spoiled myself and got a great room at the Extended Stay America near the airport, all the comforts of what I call home, television with sports channels and Wi-Fi. What more could a girl want, right? The one thing that was missing, a great guy to share all of this with.
There you go, folks. I hope you enjoyed that little bit of intro into something I started as a challenge to myself. One of the podcast next week, I may drop the cast of characters, so you'll get to know them a little bit better as the chapters go along. Have a super weekend. Stay safe out there in the world, wherever you are, and we'll see you next week.